And we should be live. Are we live? I think we are live. Okay, so, okay, it is the 26th of July, 2025. And this is Coffee House Chronicles with the good man Ritesh himself sitting on his rooftop in Bengaluru in southern India. And I'm going to make him use his imagination this morning and see where we take this one. Imaginative questions. Ritesh, just imagine that you are in a position of authority. And you can declare a national public holiday. Okay. You are going to invent your own holiday. What would you call it? And, and how would people celebrate it?
So I have a couple of ideas, but the best one I feel that National Laughter Day.
National Laughter Day. Oh, I love it! I love it. I'm already laughing. Brilliant. Okay. Tell us. So how would this one work?
It starts with that people are has become so involved in work. Pressure and all, and if you I noticed this one when traveling in metro, people are in some kind of mood, that they are angry, some people are just sad, and so I feel that laughter it will be good, looking at people and laughing it. Sometimes you laugh, right? People see that they are laughing because of something is wrong in me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of joining them, you are thinking about them. You start questioning yourself that, yeah, something is wrong. You are start looking at yourself. Is there my shirt or something happened or I look different? In that case, if everyone is laughing, this is a national holiday. If you see people going on road, they are laughing.
Mm-hmm.
When they are in meeting, holidays, it like I'm meeting with someone, we are laughing, we are not discussing anything that is creating a sadness or hopelessness in people. Okay. So, in that context, I see that laughter it will be a good thing to reduce the tension within the people, between people, and within the people, and within the society. So, it will be a good place. At least the reminder, the things happens. Let's consider Christmas. We think about holidays. We start preparing for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Similarly, if there's a holiday, National Laughter Day or World Laughter Day, something like that. So people start preparing that I have such kind of joke to make people more laugh. They will start preparing for a month or week before in advance.
Mm-hmm.
They start creating a hotspot, like the places go and share your laughter with people. Making people laugh, right? Even they are in a bad scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That will look good for the people who are in hospitals, especially dealing with the critical illnesses. Okay? That time, I think these are the places or generally like bringing the people happiness. I think it will be objective of this holiday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brilliant. I'm sort of thinking, is one day a year enough, or do you think we should expand this a little bit?
I would love to have this every month, but if the control is on me, then I think I can say that let's have one day a laughter day in every month.
Okay.
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 During COVID, there was a concept that no meetings Friday, something like that. I think something like today's laughter. No one is going to get angry on someone. They will
Okay.
laugh, they will share smiles, jokes.
Okay. So we have it once a month. Would people be working on this day? Would they still go to the office? And because there will be some people who say, well, are we, if we lose 12 days, working days a year times the number of employed people, productivity will sink. So do you think that it should be a national holiday where nobody works and everybody laughs and plays jokes on each other and has fun together? Or should it be somehow incorporated in the working day?
Okay, so if thinking in the realm of productivity or it's going to reduce, no, I feel that it is going to increase productivity when people are not worried, they are happy, they are working. Suppose I have to write a mail, okay, marginally, okay, so I will be in happy mood. I'm not saying I'm not demanding, I'm making it fun, okay, and people will be more productive. I feel that day. Generally, people, if you look at the offices, people tend to leave office by 6, 5:30, something like that. And that day, it's a real celebration. People will start joking, they will be late, looking at the things, laughing. In that scenario, I can say that it will not reduce productivity. But still, some people will think that it's going to affect the productivity. If you are looking at one day, then it will be national holiday. People will not going to office. And if it is every month, then they should go office. They enjoy, they celebrate. Okay. And in that day, I think it will be more productive than normal days when we don't laugh, we think a lot about the situation, our work. I feel that will be good to have a work.
Right. So we have the concept, we have the idea, and we have the frequency of this day. Why don't we sort of make this a little bit more visible? So what do you think could be the official symbol of this national or World Laughter Day? Give it a logo or a symbol or something like that.
Okay, so generally we'll think that face with a smile, a symbol we are saying. Otherwise, we can have a group of people, and just they are loud, they are laughing it like they are. You see, when you get a good joke or something that touches your heart, right? You feel that rhythm flying, right? So suppose a couple of people who are sitting together, having a tea or talking something, and then they laugh and laugh. They don't care about anything. And I think that can be a symbol. Okay. Big smile, a smiley face, a person looking at him, you start feeling the happiness. The laughter is like, I feel that it's connected to happiness and present, right? So whenever we laugh, right, we are present at that moment. Okay. You see that people, they don't get jokes, even that joke or the situation is funny, if they are not present. Their mind is somewhere else. They are thinking future or past. So that will be a symbol. And We can give a tagline also for that one, like something creative, like you laugh, or like so something. Hope you are laughing. Not hope. Something related to laugh.
Okay, so you need a slogan of some description.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the impact of this reaches is actually almost immediate. Because I'm sitting here talking with you about this. And on the one side, I am smiling because I think this is such a really good idea. And I'm moving into a happy mode, but on the same day, I'm also concentrating on this podcast of ours, and I've got to keep it flowing. But the impact is instantaneous. Yeah. How is it for you that you are talking about this and suggesting this? Are you also sort of in a more positive or happy mindset because this is such a wonderful subject to talk about?
See, first the conversation, the way it started, the way you started, right, that created a little bit happiness, organic same happiness. And to think, I'm not thinking through practical senses, right? So you say something, if I'm thinking it practical, that I have authority. So those things I'm not thinking practical, I'm thinking something fun. And it depends on the mood, like how you are approaching the subject, and that is why it is creating and making me laugh. And I'm not giving any serious thought to design anything and say things. Okay, so that's why it is making me happy. Okay, I'm not looking at my core thing and looking at us, suppose what do you call looking things in a different way. So I'm not thinking anything. I'm just giving what is coming in my mind on the subject.
This is so good. Okay, so we have the symbol, which is sort of a happy, smiling, joyful person. It needs a color. This national happy day needs, or laughing day needs, a color.
So, color of happiness. Everyone has a different color. I think I can say it's mixed of color.
Okay.
Rainbow, we can say,
You can have a rainbow.
or we can say, we can create a rainbow, or we can have. Anyone has the opportunity to choose. So if you are celebrating every month, then every month have a different color. We can assign to a color, okay,
Very
like
good.
that. So
Okay.
I feel that these colors. So generally, if you're going, we can say a mix of color, or choose your own color.
I think I don't know. Think about this one. We might have to restrict it a little bit because there are dark colors which are sad colors, black and browns and so on. So it would have to be on the brighter
Yes,
side of the color chart, yeah.
so it will everything associated with happiness. We are
Yeah.
not going for dark, anything black,
Okay.
no,
All right.
so like that.
Okay. So color is what you want it to be, as long as it's warm. We have a happy, smiley person as the symbol. Do you think, I mean, it is already very easy to, well, I say this, very easy to do this, to laugh. Yeah, if everybody is in the right frame of mind, and you know this, yeah, comedians can do this. They say a joke, and then there is this cascade of laughter, and it's contagious. Yeah, so if one person starts laughing, eventually everybody in the room will start laughing. Yeah, so it is relatively easy to instigate this. Do you think for this to establish itself as a really effective day, there should be some tradition that just underlines the beauty of this. So telling a joke or giving a present or doing something stupid or making people go outside their comfort zones and not worry about it. Can you think of a tradition that you can't impose it? I think it has to come naturally. But do you think we could create a tradition here?
Yeah, so anything to have a design right for that, we need a process. So something like laugh more, live more, something like that. There, suppose we are working like in a corporate setting, there will be a position held by someone, the chief laughter officer, or okay, or laughter coordinator, someone who is coordinating people, okay, in a way that it's a day for everyone to have fun. Share laughter. I see. I have seen when people go for these comedy shows and all. If you are connecting with the situation, okay. So if the things is happening in your life and you never thought about that, and someone brings a different perspective, you make it a laugh. It becomes a laughing point, right? You consider this as a humor. If you are laughing at something and some other points comes, like someone is adding some point in that, so that also becomes a point of humor. So I think some people, like generally we have seen, I have seen so many people that they have better sense of situation, and that brings the laughter. They give a they take a point and make it in a way that you start getting a humor, or you're getting a sense of happiness. Okay, so I think those people, like, so when we are establishing this office, or we can say chief laughter office, something like that, where people are becoming part of that. I'm owning this one, and there will be grand celebration. The process will make people to think in a way to bring that laughing celebration in everyone's mind.
The idea of a chief laughter officer is seriously not that absurd. And here's why. So as you know, I work together with Janita in South Africa, and we call her, she calls herself, we call her Fruit Loop, because she has this really positive attitude. And she, if you listen to us on our podcasts or work with us, she's always chuckling or laughing in the background.
Yeah.
Okay. As the pressure grows of what it is that we want to do, she is still very positive, but the pressure is beginning to affect her very, very slightly. And we talk about motivation programs and how do you motivate other people? And it falls into the domain of human resources. But, and then you talk about leadership, how people should motivate people. LinkedIn is full of it. Yeah, leadership ideas and theories and 10 top tips for leadership, and just add a artificial intelligence and you have happy people again. It does not work that way. So let's take this idea, and you would like to introduce the position of the chief laughter officer. I can give you the ideal person. You've seen her, I don't know, and you've never met her, but you are aware of her aura and the way the way she radiates this positivity. Could you at the drop of your of a drop of a hat, being really spontaneous, could you devise, if it's necessary, could you devise some sort of job description for Fruit Loop in her capacity as chief laughter officer? Or maybe the question is totally wrong because maybe she just has to be present. Yeah. How would you, if you actually employed such a person, I've got the ideal candidate for you. Yeah.
Okay, so
Yeah.
I think Anita or Fruit Loop will be a good person to have this job. Why? Because whenever I see any of our recordings, especially Peeling Potatoes, so first thing I see her laughing in that video and bringing a positive vibes, okay, and chuckling, okay, I can say. So I think a person to have this position, okay, so that position should have a positive attitude, has ability to make people laugh in this, any situation, okay, and it's not a position for fear, it's position for happiness, okay. So I'm suppose in office I'm going for a meeting, I'm very tense, and I see that person. As soon as I see that, my tension and everything goes. Like I see that this person is coming and she will say something that make me laugh, or I expect that person to bring a positive vibe. Okay, so I have seen people like you go and associate with that person only for the aura they bring, right? So I have seen many of the people that you go and to have there, the way they talk, you become happy. Okay, so a person to have this kind of this is the job for that person. It's not a job, the physical things, but it's the way you present things, right? So I'm running in the office, and someone just say, "Hey, why you are running?" Okay, there's no train to catch. Someone says something. Okay. So something that you just you feel like why you are running behind. Suppose I'm late for a minute or 2 minutes. Okay, so I have seen people who it's like they go washroom and they will start running to go to rush to meeting room. Oh, what? Nothing happens, right? 1 minute, it creates sense of urgency, okay? And someone that passes that comment, and you feel you start, because that time you don't look at your own, because you're looking at future, okay? And you are not in present. And the person who brings everyone in present, okay? I might have several issues, okay? But if I'm talking that person, that person brings me present, right? And a device actually the presence creates a happiness environment, and I think that will be a thing. And for Anita, I think I have seen like whatever videos I start, I think I have finished one two at the like full length, but whenever I see that her laughing and positive attitude, I have seen it several times. I think that will be a really good to have a person like a chief laughter officer, Anita.
My first initial reaction when you said this was okay, and I think the word unrealistic came to me, but then I thought of Janita and I thought, well, hang on a moment, I have this person by my side in the breeder world. And I cannot, she's probably sick of it, but I cannot stop singing the praises for this person because she is so positive. And it's catching, it's contagious. There is a lot of energy involved because Janita cannot always be a happy person. She's got to get this happiness from somewhere. Now, she will get that from her family, she will get that from her private life, things that she does outside of the work scope. But if we take it back into the into the work environment, you could almost have it like, oh, let's go to Janita and get a cup load of a cup full of happiness, and she will be drained, and we have to protect this rare, precious person. So what do you think everybody should do to make sure that Janita is not drained of all her energy, because that could happen very quickly.
Yes, true. I have seen people who are very helpful, and becoming a helpful creates a lot of pressure on them because everyone can approach you, and your nature is such a way that you never say no. You go and help them because you are a person, or your attitude, your behavior attracts people. Okay. I have seen people that they are so friendly that because of the help they do, and their own productivity goes down. Okay. And so in that scenario, the people should have a capacity, they should have a basic understanding that when to approach someone. If you are a person who is very helpful, you are ready to help anytime. It's not like you go for each and everything. I'm saying in the work scenario that even you are not applying your basic mind. So I remember that when we were studying, when I was in a school, the questions. If you apply little mind, or you do little focus on certain things, you can solve it. But some people, they will, oh, I'm not getting it, they are not, and go and get a help. In that scenario, I can say, but a person who has, there should be a atmosphere where we should have a process that make people happy in the sense, okay, that the burden on that person becomes less, right? Okay, so I know that it's not easy, as you mentioned, that it's not easy to have be positive every time. Okay, a challenging task, but we can have a environment of happiness. Okay, so considering the festivals or the holidays, okay, generally we our mood is like that. Okay, and you don't think different thing. Okay, so any holidays, if you see that you are happy at that moment, you of thinking of that day only brings happiness. Okay, even you don't do anything and you get positive vibes. So in that scenario, that thinking of that person brings the positive aspect. Okay, and yeah, so we should have this barrier. Barrier in the sense of self barrier, a self create self boundaries. Okay, so when to have approach someone, okay, and get it happy. Okay, so it's all about the mindset people who are associated with that person. So they should have a personal boundaries that when to reach, when to say, and when to get. Okay, so we have to respect that one.
You just said the critical word, mindset, and this is a word that figures often in what Janita says and writes about in her own work. And I am noticing one thing now, and this is an interesting aspect of this conversation. We're becoming serious, Ritesh. This conversation is becoming too serious.
No, everything.
So, we somehow have to make it happy and lighthearted again.
Yes.
And somehow we have to build this desire for this conversation to be happy and positive with the word that you used and the word that Janita, Fruit Loop, let's call her Fruit Loop in this, yeah, is constantly drumming. It's almost like a mantra. Yeah. So, Ritesh, how can we, from your position as the initiator of World Laughter Day, yeah, how can we lighten this conversation up? Because I'm getting really depressed.
Okay, so how like so first like why we are doing this laughter, right? Okay, why we are making this one? There is a significance, right? Okay, so the objective of life is what you want to be happy, okay, and so if you are laughing, you are happy. Okay, so you can say that you are forgetting your pain in that situation, the scenario. Okay, this is how you can enjoy life, right? Everything, the purpose of life is whoever says something is happiness. Whatever you do, you become happy, right? And this exercise or this scenario brings you happy. You live longer, you are more happy, you forget about pain situation. Okay, so I can say this only, that everything we do, it's about happiness. Okay, and people are buying happiness. They are thinking, they are going, they are doing certain things that makes them laugh, happy. It's just free. You're just associating people. You're going talking to someone, and there's no price for that.
True. True. So it is basically just doing what gives you joy,
Yes.
what makes you feel good, and that in itself gives you enough energy to cover the periods of time where things aren't so. I mean, we have to be realistic here. Sometimes there are situations when it gets pretty grim. We don't need to go into detail. I think everybody can figure that one out for themselves. But the positivity of having laughter and having a monthly laughter day that would create a change in the mindset of people and maybe make them relax a little bit more, take away the pressure of performance, increase presence, and carry them through the periods of time when things aren't so great. And if we do this as a collective society, then everybody helps each other because everybody has different stages of being happy and being laughing and joyful, etc. Yeah, so I can take this conversation and the energy from it. It'll carry me through for the remainder of the day. And if I am positive, then that energy is transferred to the other person. And if that other person has been infected by the laughter bug, there you go. Maybe that's the symbol or the motivation behind it. If that person gives the laughter, has been affected by the laughter bug, it transfers back to me. And so, like a positive virus, this thing works its way through society. And everybody is happy. But I know two people on this planet, and you know them as well, who say happiness does not exist. One live.
One Brazil.
And the interesting thing is that both of them are Brazilian nationals. The one you know is Ismar, and the other one you know and have met is Igor. He's a Brazilian national, but he now lives in Los Angeles with his wife. And they're going to challenge you on this.
So they are talking more about philosophy. They are going in that direction. But one thing I noticed, Frank, the happiness brings a lot of energy.
It does.
So suppose you are drained or like working whole day, and in the evening you are having a tea or coffee with your friends, and something comes, you are fresh, like you have whole energy back, and you can go and work. Like 8 hours, okay? You feel that way. When I was preparing for JEE in my 12th standards, I went and preparing. We were so pressured, like we used to solve math, physics, chemistry, and it was so pressure that there will be headache and all. Just. So I used to feel there is a headache and something, and we'll go and go outside with friends, not on the top of the roof, and we start laughing. We are discussing certain things, and everything goes away. You feel that I have more energy. I can study whole night. And I feel that this creates a lot of energy. I think, I don't know, people gives energy or this process gives energy, and you feel energized, okay? So to bring people to heal your pain, suffering, everything, I think this will be a place or the time to energize people, okay? And it will increase everything. It will increase the relationship between the people. It will be bring a closeness, the people who feel separated. It brings it will remove the tension between people. When you talk or when you laugh with someone, okay, you don't control your feelings in certain corner. Okay, so when you are office, you are talking to your colleague, you try to become more professional, you choose your word correctly, and you try to say, when you are laughing, you see that people are taking this as a light thing, okay? And your natural flow comes, right? So I will give an example. The last time when we went to out for this outing, office outing, okay? So we are having this. Tell me two things: one false, one true. And people in the group, they have to guess. Okay, so one of my colleague he or she told that when I was in when I went to Doordarshan. Doordarshan is nothing but like BBC in India, and I participated in Antakshari's what is it called? They will go and they, like a spelling bee champions kind of thing.
Yes, okay. So
Okay.
a word competition, yeah.
Yeah, so I participated in that one, and one other sentence was that, and everyone has to guess. Okay, so someone guessed, and we guessed it, and we guessed it correctly. Okay, then I just in my like it was normal, and I told it, you were so old that you went to Doordarshan. Okay, and everyone was laughing. Okay. And if that conversation was in the office, I would not have told that one. Okay. It made everyone laugh. Okay. And then we got to know that when that person was 12th standard or then that person went. So it created laughter. So the filter has gone, right? And that person didn't took it negative way. It was a happiness kind of thing. Okay. And we still in the office, when you talk, we laugh at that thing. Okay, so this like happiness, right? It brings people together. We became more close. Okay, when you are talking in office, it's boundary. You don't want to cross that bubble, right? And that bubble creates a lot. It's not visible, like, but it creates lots of boundaries. Okay, but when you are laughing, that creates a lot of gives a lot of insight the people think. We have mind that this person is rude or they always talk something, but they have bright side, and that bright side comes during this conversation, laughter.
Exactly. And I think if you become more aware of yourself in this, you know that you are feeling unhappy, or that you are feeling drained, or you are feeling not comfortable with yourself, then that should be a signal to consciously go out, stop what you're doing, to go out and do something or find somebody who is happy, who makes you laugh, so that you don't go into this negative spiral.
Yep.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to, it could be a friend, and you don't even have to spend money. You could just sit in a park somewhere and just spend some positive time talking to each other. Yeah. Okay, if you want to buy a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, then so be it. It doesn't have to cost the earth to find some positive energy with other people doing things, yeah. And the if people and there's a knock-on effect, I think, that if I go to somebody and I'm feeling a little low, and this person is working in his professional capacity, yeah. Let's take this. We go to a coffee shop, and you enjoy, A, the coffee is good, the environment is nice, you feel comfortable in it, and the person serving you the coffee, either behind the counter or at the table, if that person is positive, it makes you happy. But it also makes the other person happy, because you reciprocate this. And if you love what you do as your profession, it comes naturally. Yeah. So the consequences of all of this are far, far reaching. Yeah. So to wrap this one up, Ritesh, your introduction, or should we say your imposition, the decree, I, Ritesh, have spoken, and I declare one day a month we will nominate this as National or Global Laughter Day. The absurdity of the question, when you actually dig deeper, is mind-blowingly realistic. Yeah. And we can't, I think the takeaway from this conversation is we can't impose a National Laughter Day because we don't have the authority. But we can impose it on our individual selves.
Self.
Yeah. And then we have 8 billion people who, at some point of the day or of the year, declare today is my personal laughter day. And then, wow, I just wonder how many problems we could solve on this planet with this one single cost-effective change.
In that way, it sounds really, really good, Frank. The way it's said, and yeah, I feel same. There's a lot of issues that can be solved with this.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Ritesh, as ever, I really enjoy these conversations with you. It's a pity that nobody reacted to my invitations on LinkedIn, but okay, that's the way it goes. Thank you for your time. And thank you for your wonderful insight in this discussion, because it went so deeply. Yeah, went so deeply. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Ritesh.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.